Hello?
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
What? Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this first. Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you. And in which county are you registered to vote?
Bernalillo.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, radio,
no.
Political party, political blog,
no.
By candidate for political office?
No, no.
Thank you so much. And now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
77.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely?
I'm voting.
And is that very likely, somewhat likely? Not very likely, not at all.
Very, very.
Very likely. Okay. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Of Harris? I disapprove.
Okay. So disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Super strongly.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
First one is Kamala Harris. Do you have a
No. Strongly
okay.
Disagree.
So strongly unfavorable? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next one is Gabe Vasquez.
I think he's Democrat. Disagree.
Okay. So would that be a somewhat or strongly unfavorable opinion
strongly.
About him?
Strongly.
Okay. About Joe Biden?
That's a joke. You're going to really ask me about Joe Biden?
So you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
No, hell no. I'm a Republican.
Okay.
Any
so
Democrat on there, disagree. Disagree on any any Democrat. All.
So
and we got 15, 20 people in my... We got 20 people sitting in Albuquerque right now disagreeing to every Democrat right now.
Okay.
Dad, you want to talk to him?
Do you have a strongly unfavorable then?
Yes.
Okay. About Donald Trump? Do you have a
favorable?
No.
Yes. Donald Trump, yes. 100%. 1,000% Donald Trump.
Okay. So strong favorable. About Yvette Carroll?
Yes. Yvette, yes. Yes. Agree.
Do you have strongly or somewhat favorable?
Yes. Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues, areas, where you said is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress, if you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be government spending and the debt, the environment and climate change, national security and foreign affairs?
I'm national security.
Okay. About the next one, protecting democracy, social security and Medicare, taxes, illegal immigration and border security, abortion, crime and drugs, inflation and cost of living.
Okay, wait. What is this? Okay, wait. What is this for? Am I going against it or for it?
Which of the following issues areas will you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? You need to select one or two. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I can select more than one or two. Go.
Yep. So we also have the economy and jobs, education and healthcare.
Yes, I'm voting for Trump for economy, yes. For the border, yes. For abortion, yes. And what was the other one?
Well, the maximum is two, so which ones will you select? The economy and jobs and what else?
All right, read them all to me again, and I'll tell you.
Sure.
The border is one, yes. The border.
Okay.
The border is one, and what's the rest of them? What's the rest?
Okay. Let's see here. Border.
I think the economy. Do the economy, because the economy sucks right now.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate the interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 means that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose
the
number between.
Yeah, I'm going to say 4.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican,
Trump.
Robert F.
Trump.
Kennedy Jr., Independent
Trump.
Chase Oliver? Okay.
Trump.
And we said definitely Trump or probably
definitely.
Trump?
Definitely.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Herold. Okay. Definitely Yvette or just probably?
Yes,
Yvette.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, we are about 80%. We're almost done here with this survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I would like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. First one says, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word.
I don't care. Anybody can be an N-word. No race, no, doesn't matter color. Anybody can be an N-word. That has no change in my voice. No, none.
Makes no difference.
Doesn't change. I don't see color. I see who
you
are.
Thank you. Now, next is, statement says Gabe Vasquez is a defunded police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Listen, I live in Albuquerque. I've had a vehicle stolen and all of my neighbors have too. I'm not voting Democrat.
Sure. So it makes no difference? Is that what you're saying?
No difference.
Okay.
No difference.
Thank you. Next statement says Gabe Vasquez backs police policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
No, there's no change in my mind. No difference.
Thank you. Next one. As crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is revenge in New Mexico. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
I'm not voting for him. No difference. No.
Thank you.
I see it every day.
Thank you so much. Next one says, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
No, there's no difference. I'm not voting for him.
Thank you. Next one says, while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants, while on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. Would that make you more likely or less likely?
No, I'm not changing my mind. Just put all through there, I'm not changing my mind. You don't even have to read it to me. I already know, I'm living it every day.
Well, I'm obligated to read this remaining for each one so we can get your opinion. So next one says, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices in the worst border crisis in American history. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to your vote?
I'm not voting for him.
So it makes no difference.
But when is Michelle Lujan Grisham coming into this? Is she coming into this, or is it just about him?
Well, this ones are just about him. Then we will pass over to a few more questions, and we're over pretty much.
Okay.
Now, next one says, Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry in funding for our schools. Would that make you more likely or less likely to support vote for him?
My son works in the oil. It's not going to, no.
Makes no difference? Okay. Thank you. Next one says, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's just get rid of it immediately. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
No difference.
Makes no difference.
Nope. No.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with this part. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Again, Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their child or children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Nope.
No difference, okay. Thank you. Next one.
Are you a robot? Hey, are you a robot?
I am not.
See, he's not a robot. Prove it.
Yeah.
He's not a robot. He's not a robot. He's just going. He's not a robot. Keep going. No,
just
going. Okay, keep going.
Next one says, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely.
Not even a vote. No.
Much less likely? Is that correct?
No vote. No, I'm not voting for him.
Okay. Next one says, Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police. It's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else. Would that make him more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
I'm not changing my vote.
So no difference. Okay.
No difference.
Thank you. just a few more statements and we're done with this part. Thank you again for your time, for your patience, ma'am. Gabe Basker said, investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him or make
less likely? I make no difference. I'm not voting for him.
Okay. Next one. While crisis at border has
oil and shit.
Thank you.
And the
next one. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs.
Well, I know Albuquerque and Santa Fe is a sanctuary city, so how much longer is this going to take?
We just have this and one more statement, and we're done with this part. Then we'll just have a few more questions, and we're done. Just one or two more minutes,
okay.
And we're over.
Just tell all of it no. It's not going to make a difference. Just mark no.
Okay.
And then let's go to the next section.
Okay. But just for quality purposes, let me read this last one for you, ma'am.
Okay.
This one says, while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I'm less likely on everything. I'm not voting for him.
Okay. And the very last one, and we're done with this part, ma'am, now. It says, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border, and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Oh, way less. Less than you can get. I'm not voting for him.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Herrill, Republican?
I'm going for Yvette. I already told you, Yvette.
Okay. Definitely Yvette?
Definitely. Right. Definitely Yvette. I'm going all red. All red.
Thank
Everything
you,
you have on there is red.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes,
okay.
And we're definitely done with this survey. Thank you very much again for your time. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
I'm strong. Nowadays, I'm strong. I was less, but now that Biden's got in, I'm strong.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Thank you so much. And would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Nowadays, very.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Is it Caucasian or white? African American or black?
African.
Indian or, okay.
African American.
Are you currently single and never married, unmarried, and living with a partner? Married, separated?
Never married, living with a partner for 20 years.
Thank you so much. Now, just for statistical purposes, and despite how you might feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election for president in November 2020?
Trump.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a good day or good evening.
You too.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
You think I can speak on it?
Hola, pelonas.